When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, Savers, to a spine-tingling episode of The Grolic Saves the World. Tonight, we will unravel a 25-year-old mystery that has been lurking in the shadows.
Dude, are you trying to spin up a spooky mystery about that purse that Ron found in a bush?
That's right! What the thing? What the thing?
Smoke them if you've got them, and if you've got them, smoke them. Welcome to The Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through challenges. And I got to tell you guys, I've never known what that meant. But I just knew it would sound cool to say. And in saying it, it felt cooler than I ever thought it would feel. It just smoke them if you got them, and if you got them, smoke them. Like, I feel like I'm very cool having said that. Don't you agree?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Right?
Totally.
You sounded cool. You,
especially for a non-smoker, it's cool to hear somebody who doesn't even smoke say it.
Well, you didn't really elaborate on what M is.
The metaphorical, yeah. If you got them, smoke them, dudes. I'll smoke mine.
Are you okay?
Well, are you smoking, Adam? Are you
Did you get back on the tobacco horse?
I just thought that would be cool, dudes. Don't tear me down this early in the episode when I'm earnestly coming with something that's a little different and cool.
You took a risk, and I appreciate it.
You do take risks.
You took a big risk.
Thank you.
It was just the desperation in your voice.
That's it.
Smoke them if you got them.
Yeah, but it was also like, you guys see what I'm doing here? It could be anything. It was the whole thing.
The point is, we all tried something pretty cool today, and that is the point.
No. Well, you got yours out of the way. Oh my God, producer Ron is absolutely clawing at the Ron shield. Look at this. He's
all right. I don't like it.
Maybe he's running out of air again. There could be a ventilation
issue.
He's got
something cool to smoke.
Producer Ron, can you lower the Ron shield?
Yeah, let's lower the Ron
shield. He's got plenty of air.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, God. Hi. It's so hot in there. Hi, guys.
It is. It gets warm.
It's good for your pores, Ron. We told you.
It's starting to smell. Hi.
Ron, did you hear the cool riff I did up front? You hear Adam's pearl?
Yeah, there was a smoky pearl this time, Adam. That was a smoky pearl.
Buddy.
It was pretty nice.
Thanks,
it was
Ron.
A good one.
Yeah,
thanks,
no.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, Ron, we're not going to keep bringing the shield down if you keep messing in there. And that's why it smells. If you would just wait to make your mess to when we
I'm
take you out.
I'm almost out of nature's miracle, Ron, okay?
Yeah.
And you're really stretching the definition of miracle with what we're able to do.
Is that your dog diarrhea cleaning solvent?
Well, that's also my producer Ron diarrhea cleaning solution.
Well, stop feeding me what you're feeding me and give me a little water once in a while. Maybe throw in a paper towel.
Well, eat anything other than those red grapes and we'll feed you something else, okay? But it's not our fault that you eat like a red panda.
The point is the shield is down and smoke them if you got them, dudes.
Okay.
All right, we've already lost control of the ship here.
What do you need so badly, producer Ron?
I have a challenge for you guys this week.
Oh, shit balls.
Yeah, this episode is coming out on Halloween.
Hell yeah.
So I have a spooky little mystery for you guys to solve.
Okay.
Where did Adam kill between last episode and this episode?
Yeah.
And that's an ongoing investigation. We're not going to crack that in one episode.
Just about every audience I faced.
No, it's so stupid. We should not let Adam talk this episode.
Smoke him if you got him.
I can mute him.
Smoke him if you got
anyway,
him.
Ron, what do you got? Because he's latched onto it. He's imprinted himself to that joke now, and he can't go further without it. So,
all right. Yeah, I'm going to tell a very quick little story here, and then I'm going to set you guys. It's going to be quick. Don't worry. So, my family recently moved into a new house.
Brad,
the house was built. Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it. I haven't moved in almost 20 years. I'm proud.
No, for real. Congratulations. We know you've been looking for a home for a bit, and you found it. Is it your forever home? Is it your forever home?
Mortgage-wise, yeah.
It's probably going to be. It's going to take me forever to fix everything that's broken around here, but yes, sure. Okay. For that reason alone, it's my forever home. One of the things that was wrong with this house is it has these huge old 80s era evergreen bushes, you know, the really gross juniper bushes that have been around for too long.
Yep.
So my 78-year-old father came into town this past weekend, put on his overalls, and he and I got out in the yard and we decided to take those bushes out. And while we were removing this bush in the front yard, we discovered under, I don't know, a foot of pine needles, we found a purse.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
I'm just adding it.
This isn't about the challenge. He just locked up. Hold on. Andrew, can you come back with us?
It's not even. Can you put the bass down?
Yeah.
You didn't like my spooky music? Gosh. I was trying to get producer Ron a break by just doing the effects for once.
Your mouth music is lovely.
Wait a second. So you pull the shrub up.
So you just found a purse like in these thick bushes that it's been there forever.
Thick bushes that have been there forever. Opened up this purse. The purse looks ancient. It looks like something you pulled out of a peat bog in Ireland. Like it's been preserved very well.
One of those Irish peat bog purses that you hear about.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we had that Irish correspondent on this podcast, Pete Bog? He was like, he was so thorough and he would always give us updates.
I can't do smoke him if you got him, but we're gonna backslap on Pete Bog.
Remember, he played third base for the Red Sox. Pete Bogg was...
What fun we're having.
Yeah, so Wade Boggs' older brother, Pete. No, so I've got tons of them, Adam. You shut your mouth. Sit back, smoke them if you got them.
God damn it.
So I open up the purse and I take a look inside and it has credit cards.
Holy shit.
Spending spree, cha-ching. Is that the challenge?
Yeah.
No, because all the credit cards are expired.
God damn it.
By how long?
All of the credit cards expired in 1999.
What? 99?
So this purse been in this bush for at least 24 years.
Holy shit,
holy
man. That's
shit.
Crazy.
Wait, but is there other information in there?
Yeah, is there a license?
No, not a license, but the person worked for Frontier Airlines and has their employee
ID. We should narrow it down because I think Frontier only has two employees based on their service. So we're going to have... This is actually going to be a lot easier than we thought.
Yeah, it's either Kendra or Connie. Kendra or Connie.
This was the late 90s during, you know, when Frontier was a fun airline to be part of during their height.
Sure.
So she was probably one of 10 or 12 employees. So here's my challenge for you guys. I'm going to give you the information that I have from the purse. I'm going to give you the person's name, and you now know that they worked for Frontier Airlines. And I want you to go solve the mystery. Where did this purse come from? How did it wind up in my bush?
Like, find this person?
I want you to find the person and see, you know, see if you can find out what happened to their purse and see if they want it back.
God.
Let's try to return this purse to the original.
Holy shit, this is a good challenge.
I love this.
We're like Encyclopedia Browns.
Yeah, you're Columbos.
What? Oh my.
I was going to say, this is like the Hardy Boys and the Mystery of Purse Island.
Whoa.
Purse Island.
No, I was going to go Nancy Drew.
The Hardy Boys never should
this
have gone
is
to
Nancy
Purse
Drew
Island.
And it's... the Tale of the Bush and the Purse. That's what this is from.
Oh. Yeah. It's a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a lot of things all at once.
But all of them are young adult fiction.
Yes.
This is our YA episode.
This is, we finally have a YA episode. A very PG mystery.
I don't want to brag, Ron, but I, as you all know, I have a problem letting people go. I think that this is going to be an easy challenge for me. I think I'll be able to get my nails dirty.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty good at tracking
people
down.
Wait, what's Ben going to do? Am I going to regret this?
I think Ben is like low key just being like, I stalk my exes.
Oh, that's what he's saying.
Why don't you guys just shut up? Ron, you got a DOB on our Jane Doe? Ron, you got a DOB?
No. Hold on. Let me dig into the purse and see. I don't think I have a date of birth.
Okay.
Well, I will be careful not to dispense any of her info without permission.
Yeah, let's redact it.
We do not want jumping on. It's already probably going to terrify this person to be contacted by even one stranger, let alone multiple
three boys,
strangers.
Three hot dads.
Three boys. Hey, what a guest on Boy Crazy.
By the way, you got cheap tickets on Frontier still? Or what?
Hey, we found your 24-year-old purse. Want to come meet and do our podcast?
I put it in a plastic bag to make it look like evidence.
Oh, my God.
The listener can't see this. Ron's producing it from a Ziploc bag like he pulled it out of a fucking storage locker.
This purse has endured the Colorado elements. Look at this thing.
Oh, my God. That thing is fucked up.
It could be 100 years old.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It is heavily worn.
Have you gone through all... You're not even wearing gloves. Like, you're tainting everything.
Yeah, Jesus, the chain of evidence is completely ruined. Now we won't know if Ron murdered this person.
It is raining dirt and evergreen clippings all over my keyboard. This is such a mistake I've made.
Well, that's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
Hey, but Ron, are there sunglasses? Do I see a pair of aviators in there?
There are sunglasses in here that are...
a fucking pilot.
Imagine, I think we've all lost sunglasses. Just imagine being reunited with a pair of sunglasses that you loved 24 years later. How good would that feel?
I'm going to say an Airbus A320 went down.
Somebody threw it out of a plane?
The whole plane went down in your yard. This thing goes all the way to the top.
This was a huge cover-up. Yeah, one remembers when that huge plane crashed in South Denver. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ron has pulled out.
That's
fucking scary.
Half-broken... aviator sunglasses.
These are Unabomber style.
They've got that tortoise shell frame. There's a bottle of Tylenol.
There's a bottle of something. I don't know what
take
it is. I don't know what
these are. Take them.
Do it, Ron. Snort it. If it's Bill.
Should I open it?
Open it. Yeah. Oh my God. If it's a wedding ring,
the label is totally worn off, so I can't.
You find them, you
got
to swallow them.
That's
Grolic's
aspirin
rules.
Or Tylenol.
Swallow them if you got
a little bottle.
It's like just.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Adam, it queued you up.
Swallow them if you got them. It's just black inside. Whatever was in here is gone.
Wait. What else is there? Have you gone through all the little side pockets in there?
Yeah, I've gone. There's no cash.
Okay.
There's
cash. Anymore, there's like, right, Ron? Like, wink, wink.
No, I looked.
Yeah, that stuff's spent. Oh, what is that?
There's some Pepsi promotional pens. A couple Pepsi promotional pens.
Pepsi pens.
Okay, there is a
pen is taking notes.
Ben is literally taking
and I like that he thinks that Pepsi pens are the clue that's really going to be the difference.
We don't know that Frontier wasn't doing something with Pepsi at time, and that allows us to triangulate a date. So everything's a clue.
I don't think it's triangulate a date, but I love how you tried to force that in there.
He just is repeating words he heard on Law and Order.
Yeah, exactly.
We got Tylenol. So that could give us an idea of time of
going
year.
Going to evacuate all of our data systems.
What else do you have there, Ron? What else?
There's a little jar of Colonial Dames vitamin E cream.
Whoa. Okay, so that's for the face. This is a woman who cared about her skin.
What's it called? Colonial Dames?
Colonial Dames.
Colonial Dames?
That's what...
Am I hearing this?
That's what it says.
That's Andrew's dating site that he signed
Colonial
up for.
Colonial Dames?
The only face cream of the antebellum South. Colonial Dames.
Yeah. Colonial Dames. That is an old-ass sounding
Civil War
brand.
Reenactors keep their skins soft and soft.
Colonial Dames.
Colonial Dames.
I use it on my neck rash.
All right.
What else we got?
What else is in there? Dig in there. Let those little fingers.
There's a Discovery card.
Okay.
A Capital One
Discover
card.
Discover or Discovery?
It's Discover. American, Ron doesn't know.
Discover. Sorry, Discover.
Discover. We got Amex.
Her subscription to the Discovery Channel.
Guys, shut the fuck
and
up.
This one
we
actually,
got Discover,
this one
Amex.
Might actually be very useful. There is a King Supers grocery card.
Okay.
This account might still be connected
to Ron,
this
could I get a hold of that?
Yeah, could I get? No. I want the King Supers card.
This is bullshit.
I'm
going
to go into my local King Supers and slide a crisp 20 across the counter and see if Linda can pull up the user data and print it out for me. Linda, maybe you'd rather talk to Talk to one of the presidents. Whoop. I can't remember what president is on the $20
bill. Slide that 20 across the counter and say to her, hey, Linda, maybe you and the computer in that bill can triangulate the owner of that card for me.
Yes.
You guys are laughing. You guys are making fun of me, but I'm going to find this fucking person. Can I ask
There's
you a couple?
22 cents.
Whoa.
You said there was no money in
what
there.
What is the challenge? Are we working together? Are we working alone? We got to work together, right?
I don't know. It's not my job to decide what you guys are going to do. Why don't you figure it out?
Maybe we should work together so we don't terrify this person with a weirdly competitive of contact where they're like, someone already called me yesterday. And we're like, yeah, did they get it right? Me.
Let me take the reins for a second. I think that's a very good point. I think producer Ron needs to hand over this evidence to the Grolix team. And the three of us will spend the challenge trying to get this to this woman / determining if she's been murdered. And we'll come back after a week and we'll share our results. We'll talk about what we did, how we did it. But
I
us
like
three,
this.
We need to put
we
our
We are now deputized Encyclopedia Browns.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Hey, Ron, couple quick questions that I want to get down here on my notepad.
Jesus Christ.
Now, this Frontier document, does it list the position?
This guy's a regular Carmen Sandiego.
Does it
no,
list?
No, that's the villain of the series, Ron. You have to find Carmen Sandiego. That's what we're trying to do.
Nerd.
Guys, the first 48 clock has already started ticking.
Okay, it's been 24 years, Ben.
Yeah, but the first 48 from Discovery is huge, and it's crucial, and it's key. That's when the brain is working most optimally. Ron,
what are you talking about?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Ron, does the Frontier thing have any kind of information about position? Was this a pilot? Was this a bag handler?
A reservation agent.
Okay, that's great.
Those are
probably worked
those
in
are the
a call
good
center.
Ones. Those are the good ones.
Yeah.
I think it does have their employee ID number too.
Okay, that'd be. Can I get any ID on you?
And a photo.
Oh shit!
So you can see the person.
Wow.
Oh
so
my God.
There she is.
This is fucking weird.
Presumably she.
We'll blur that out.
We would presume that this is a woman.
What age would you ballpark them as, Ron?
I'm not the detective here. You guys, this is your challenge.
All right. I'm just curious. I'm just also compiling data.
My guess, I'd say somewhere in their 30s, judging by that photo. What do you all think?
What if Ben's like, and Ron, on there, does it say married, single, what's her status?
Ben's looking for the ultimate meet cute.
I just found this. There's also a vision insurance card.
Okay.
And it has an additional member listed on here, another name.
Oh, shit.
We can bleep it. Hit me with that name.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And do we have a DOB on that?
No date of birth.
Okay.
What about an HOA? We got an HOA on there?
Yeah.
Is there an HOA?
We got a PMS?
It's the only acronym I know. What about an ASL, an age, sex, location? What do we got?
What about an MBA?
We got an ESL, English NBA second anywhere. Language.
Do we have any NDAs they've signed? Anybody sign an NDA
OPPs?
On this one?
Any OPPs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait.
All right. Any more interesting things from the purse?
I don't know if this was in the purse, but it was found near the purse. I also found a Twix wrapper, a cookies and cream Twix wrapper.
This is as unhelpful as it gets.
That gives us a time frame when those were popular.
Cookies and cream Twix. I haven't thought about that in forever.
And the Best Buy date on this, the expiration date on this is 1996.
Whoa. So this could be from 1995.
This could be, it really could.
Wow.
Listen. Now that we know all of this info, before we go into Act 2, briefly, very briefly, for real, Andrew, what is your hypothesis of how this purse ended up there?
Ernest Nisshorn?
Yes, Ernest Nisshorn.
I think this purse was stolen and then someone tried to ditch the evidence by putting it under this bush. And I think I would further hypothesize it could have been the people who lived at that house. They somehow got a hold of the purse. And then they decided to try to hide it by burying it under this bush, thinking that no one would ever find it.
Okay. Adam, what do you think? What's your hypothesis, earnestness?
I think this woman was walking down the street with her purse, saw another woman in the neighborhood named Elizabeth that she hates and always has awkward interactions with, dove into the bush to avoid Elizabeth, fell asleep.
Okay.
And her body dissolved over time because she died in her sleep right there.
And the purse somebody remained. Has just committed one of the highest crimes in Rift City and ignored an earnestness horn. And
it was pretty funny. Though.
And she died happy because she didn't have to talk to Elizabeth. She did, I mean, it was successful. She dodged Elizabeth.
And so Adam will now have to face the riff rack. And I hate seeing
nobody
that.
Sounded it. Producer Ron's out of the booth. He's incapable of sounding the horn. Just because you said earnestness doesn't mean the horn was sounded. The man's out of the tower.
No, it was, and you will have I've been horn to face trained. The riff
I'm
rack.
I'm classically horn trained, and you know that. I can't have a verbal earnestness horn. I need the actual horn.
Classically horn trained. All right, Ben.
I'm going to say that I believe as well that this purse was stolen from this person, being that there's no cash in it, but there is small amounts of change. The only problem I have with that is the credit cards still being in there. But credit cards, and back in the 90s, it would have been much easier to commit credit card fraud. That's the part that throws me off a bit.
Yeah, I'll tell you from experience, they probably would have tried to use them.
Yeah. And so
okay, Andrew.
I'm going to say, can I ask you one more question before I make
no further
that?
Details.
Ron,
none needed. Ron, none needed.
Yeah.
Was it buried or did it look like it had been dug in and put under the dirt, or did it look like it was just settling under debris that gathered over
this,
the
years? This bush had been neglected for so long that there was about 2 feet underneath the bush. There was about 2 feet of pine needles, and it was
okay.
It was in the pine needles.
But not actually buried
like
in
like
the
dirt. It was preserved in this giant
I'm
going to
say
pile.
It's a theft. Somebody grabbed the purse, took the cash, chucked it under the bush. I would be willing to bet it's probably the people who lived in that house would be my guess.
Was this bush in the front yard or the backyard?
Front yard.
Then I don't think it's the people who lived in the house. I think it's somebody who either drove up, went through the purse, chucked it in there, or was walking by and chucked
think
it in there.
I think somebody's walking by. Good guess.
You're completely discarding the Elizabeth theory. If it's the front yard, it's more likely she would have run into Elizabeth.
And currently, right now, Adam is being looked at for crimes against humanity. You're not allowed to continue to make jokes when the riff horn
again.
Is
no riff horn here, was sounded as the horn sounder is out of the
here's booth. My new theory. I think this person lived in Ron's house. I think someone broke into the house. Or somehow got into the house, took the purse right from there, and then tossed it under the bush on their way
you
out.
You think our Jane Doe lived in Ron's
I do.
House?
Because I know where Ron's them. House is. It's not next to like a place where there would just be like random foot traffic. Like you would intentionally go to the street where this house is.
Correct.
And
okay.
It's not a just like a passersby situation.
Well, here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be letting the audience decide. We're going to be posting Ron's new address so that everybody can see where it is and hypothesize
co-signed.
For themselves.
Co-signed.
Yeah. And so I guess we've got our marching orders. We've got a purse found underneath a bush.
We've got a woman to terrify, boys. Saddle up.
or a mystery to solve. Maybe something did happen to
totally.
This person.
Yeah. Ron, yeah. Thank you for bringing this challenge. This is very cool and very spooky. And I'm curious to see where it goes. It's going to be a fun one for sure.
This is wild, yeah. I've reunited things with people before, but never on a 24-year-old scale. Holy crap.
Yeah, this is going to be super interesting. So in the second act, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what details we found about this. And did we find the person? Were we able to get to the bottom of this? This could be awesome or it could suck, but I think it's going to be more awesome than that. So
until then, smoke them if you got them.
Dude,
Ron, I'm going to need you to leave that gap of silence in there. I know you'd like to condense it.
Just clip it out. Just snip it in post.
No, let's take a minute. Let's cleanse our palate from Adam's behavior this morning. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from...
Rinse off his pearls.
The Bug Theater. That happens the last Saturday of every month. Tickets are on sale for next month. This was recorded live at the High Plains Comedy Festival, which was a blast. So enjoy Shaunik Godkindy. So funny. And when we return, oh my gosh, we will have got to the bottom of this. We are sleuths extraordinaire.
This could be our new podcast, Coldest Case. cold, yes, trivial case.
Stay tuned.
I'm an immigrant. I was not born in America. Anyone else not born here? Get them! They come back in ICE uniforms. They're like, oh, shit. Oh, damn. No, I checked. Made sure there was no ICE here. It's a very weird place to try and figure out by trial and error, you know? Like, I'll give an example. My family came here April of 2001, and nobody told us about Halloween. Please think about that for a second, dog. You guys have to start telling people what the fuck Halloween is. Because it's very jarring to move to a new place. You wake up one day, and now there are skeletons everywhere. You're gonna ask some fucking questions, okay? Like, we moved here in April. In October, things got spooky as shit. We had no idea why. It was October of 2001. And we were driving around, and there was, like, fake blood and skeletons and knives everywhere. In October of 2001, my dad, in a very quiet moment, asked the car. He was like, do you think this is because of 9/11? And my mom was like, yeah, probably, yeah. They're scared, we're scared. Spooky time in America.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
Okay, everybody, we are back. It is a few days later. The plot has thickened. The story has progressed. We have been out with hound dogs tromping through the woods with flashlights, and there's been a southern cop hanging out with us for some reason who's just been a fun addition to the whole investigation.
He could have gone into them swamps.
Exactly. Yeah. And we only go out at night. Yep. It's been very spooky. Yep. Producer Ron is here, but things have developed. We've all kind of been going to work in our various areas trying to find the proper owner of this purse. And yeah, so all of you guys have been out there doing work, right? Everyone's been working hard?
Yeah, boots on the ground.
Hell
boots
yeah.
On the ground. Yeah, we got dogs in the bushes. For sure, for sure.
Dogs in the bushes.
I'll start with my update, because it is sort of a plot that's all over the place. Immediately after we last spoke, Ben started going to work on the computer in a sort of terrifyingly effective way, and within minutes had a list of people that he thought were related to this woman.
Yeah, I went online. I found the name of the person, but it had listed potential relatives or people that are affiliated with that person or could be. So I delegated to Adam one of the names. And what?
Delegated.
Delicated.
No, that's a delicatessen.
It's when you delegate it delicately. Sort of clay, like a, it's, no. It's when you delegate something delicately.
Oh.
So I
may
handed
I say it. I appreciated your soft hand
yes,
in that delegation.
I ginger-gated you.
Thank you.
It's a ginger delegation. So anyway, I delegated to Adam.
Ron, just cut that out.
Delicately.
One of the names.
Stays.
Mostly because in my searches, I found one of the names, and I noticed that Adam, you were friends with this person on Facebook. They followed you.
Now, and see, Ben, this comes with being a big fish in a small pond. It's like a lot of people in this city are just, oh, I want to be friends with Adam Caton Holland. Oh, I want to follow him on social media. And so it's like, yes, that's cool that this person is into what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean I have any relationship with this person. I cannot tell you how many people follow me, Ben, that I don't know personally. And so
and this person follows quite a few comics. I didn't get the chance to finish. It's not just you. Seems to be a comedy fan, except myself. So I did not want to talk to this person. So I passed them off to Adam because I felt as if I'd been snubbed.
And I got to tell you guys, it is currently a dead end. At the time of podcasting, I have reached out to this person.
Okay.
I have said, hey, I think it's their mom that lost the purse. And so I wrote them a very like appropriate message saying, hey, we're doing this weird podcast challenge. We think your mom may have lost his purse years ago. Hit me back if that's the case. So I've done some further sleuthing, followed this person on Instagram. They're currently on vacation in Italy.
Ah, okay.
So I understand why they might not be getting back to me.
But could you see if they at least maybe read the message?
They have not read the message.
Okay.
They have not read the message.
Damn. All right.
But it's pretty clear they have good taste in comedy from just sort of their posts and their general vibe.
I think that's all sus, as the kids say, highly sus.
So that is my update. That is my update. Andrew, what have you been up to?
Well, I actually went out into the world to try to track this person down, not content to hide behind the hedges of the internet. I took the one piece of evidence we had that could lead to this person, which was their grocery store card. There were some expired credit cards, but a credit card company is obviously not going to give us any info. But they had a King Soopers card in there. And if you're listening to this elsewhere, King Soopers is a huge chain of Colorado grocery stores. You might think it's spelled King Soopers like S-U-P-E-R-S. Well, buckle up. It's way stupider than that. It's S-O-O-P-E-R-S. King Soopers.
I wish you got a whole other way. If you're listening to this elsewhere, King Soopers is the mayor of Denver. He tossed aside term limits. He's been in office for 18 terms. He is
King
a tyrant.
Super.
Everyone's afraid of him.
It's spelled like something from Mario Brothers. In a nation replete with stupid grocery store names, it's up there. It might be the top.
It's one of the bigger Kroger chains.
Yeah. That's the parent company. So I took the King Soopers card and I thought, if anyone will give me this person's info, it will be King Soopers. So
you thought you could take that Orvidol charm and just waylay some poor King Soopers worker, bowl him over.
I planned poorly, though. I once again dressed like a paramilitary insurrectionist. sure. But I was like, this is good for the challenge. Like, if they give me this woman's information the way I'm dressed right now, it's fucked up. I should be like, okay, let me speak to your manager because you just failed.
I need my old lady's
test.
Whereabouts. I need my old lady's whereabouts.
I was definitely dressed like somebody you don't give out a woman's info to, especially when they're admitting to you that they don't really know the person. So I went to the King Soopers. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of a language barrier between myself and the person helping me at the counter, but the short of it was they would not give me the information. They said they didn't have it, which is weirdly, like, I don't think true, but that's what they told me. They were like, oh, we can't help you. We don't have it. So I struck out there, but I did get to waste about 28 minutes in a King Soopers while standing in line watching people buy scratchers. A time-honored Denver tradition that never gets old.
Información de una extraña, una mujer quien no conozco, su información, su dirección y su número de teléfono, ahora mismo.
I wish that was the communication gap, because I do understand a bit of Spanish, but that was not the communication gap.
Fair enough.
It was Korean. Do you speak Korean, Adam? No. So you couldn't have fucking helped me, okay?
Oh, boy.
All right, Ben, you are our last best hope. How did you do?
Well, I obviously found some of the information that I gave to Adam. That was a big piece of it, was that when I started searching, I used some websites online that have public records and things like that. And judging by the photo and when she worked at the airline and approximate age, I was able to locate this person.
What?
I did find the person online, and then Ron and I commenced to reach out to this person. I actually reached out to another relative, somebody that I believe to be her son. They read the message but did not respond to me. But shortly afterwards, she responded saying that, yes, she worked for Frontier Airlines.
Holy shit, you got her.
Yeah. And I could tell you the entire story, but why not let the owner of the purse, who is joining us right now on the telephone.
Oh my God.
We will just, for this, we will just call you Kelly. We won't say your last name, if that's all right. But Kelly is going to be joining us right now. Everybody, welcome to the show. The owner of the purse, Kelly, is here on the line. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey, there you are. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're so good, Kelly.
Great.
There's three of us, Ben, Adam, and Andrew. I'm going to let Ben take the lead so we all don't just talk at the same time, but we're so thrilled that you're here. Thanks for joining us. Ben, please take over. This is amazing.
So real quick, Kelly, we talked. I'm the one that initially had reached out. This is Ben. And then I got Ron involved because, hi, it's good to talk to you. And thank you for being willing to do this. This is the weirdest shit ever. I know that. Kelly was able to kind of break down what had happened. And we all had theories on this, right?
Yes.
Adam, what was your theory again?
Kelly, my theory was that there was a woman in the neighborhood that you really hated. And you saw her walking down the street one day and you wanted to avoid her altogether. So you dove into a bush to avoid her. And you left your purse there and forgot for 3 decades. That was my theory.
Adam.
Okay, so that was insane.
Am I close? Kelly, am I even close on that one?
No.
No, okay. Okay.
I mean, worth a shot. Worth a shot. Okay.
Andrew, what was your theory?
I thought maybe someone had broken into your house and threw it under the bush.
Yeah, okay. And I, Kelly, had agreed with Andrew that I thought that was the case. I, of course, know we've discussed this, but so you lost the purse sometime in, what did we say, 1996?
Well, 96 is when I started working at Frontier Airlines. So it would have been after that, but I don't have a timeline. I cannot remember at all when that happened. And I asked Marty and Howard, I asked Marty if she remembered and that she vaguely remembered. So we don't have a memory. I have no idea when it happened. I can't go back that far.
So who are Marty and Howard?
Okay, that's the family that I cleaned house for in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And I cleaned house for them for 25 years. But
they're my next door neighbors.
Yeah.
They're still Ron's neighbors.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us what happened with the purse.
So I was over there cleaning and, you know, I've been cleaning there for years and the neighborhood is a great neighborhood, really a great neighborhood. And I would never lock my car doors ever. And so I did my cleaning and I, you know, went out to my car to leave, drove away, and then I realized that my purse was missing. So I don't think I had a cell phone then. So when I got home, I contacted Marty and let her know, you guys, my purse disappeared while I was cleaning your house. And we were all kind of shocked about it because we just never expected anything like that to happen. There were some people working at the house that day too, though. So I don't know. I'm not blaming anybody, but the purse just disappeared. And even the next week when I went over to clean Marty and Howard, they were so sweet that Marty gave me like an extra 60 or 70 bucks and said, I know this doesn't cover the, you know, the inconvenience that you've been through, but maybe you could go buy yourself a nice new purse.
Oh, that's really nice.
So that's all. And, you know, it just kind of went from there. I completely blocked it out, completely forgot about it. I had two young teenagers at that time. I was busy working at Frontier, cleaning houses on the side, and raising two teenage boys. So I just let it go. And when you reached out, I was completely clueless. I could not recollect it at all.
That's crazy.
So you had to like actually remember the event. You're like, oh yeah, I did lose a purse, but it took some thinking to even remember that that happened, right?
Yeah, I remembered it after the address was mentioned. When Ben sent the picture, I'm like, yeah, that's me. and then I said, can I get the vicinity, you know, the location? And when he said it was on, and I know Marty and Howard, like I said, I've known them for 35 years now. Right off the bat, I'm like, oh my God, that's right. My purse was stolen out of my car that time when I was cleaning their house.
Wow.
So that's how I remembered. Otherwise, I don't know if I would have remembered.
That's so funny.
Kelly, I have good news for you. King Soopers will not give out your information with a 27-year-old supercard. They wouldn't give me the information. I went in. I was like, I'm trying to reunite the owner of this lost purse with their purse. They would not give me the information.
I don't shop at King Soopers anymore. Oh,
ouch. When they've been so good to you and your information, I mean, it is locked up tight at King Soopers. If you're Safeway, they're not going to give you that kind of protection. I just don't see that happening at Safeway.
Well, in another small town turn, your son and I are friends on Facebook. Just randomly, we're buds on Facebook.
So,
isn't that funny? This just couldn't be a smaller town. Colorado.
Who's it, Riley, the one that reached out to me?
There was one that I reached out to that I think may have told you, but can I also ask you, when you saw the purse finally, like the photos of it, do you remember the stuff in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you had a sweet pair of aviators, which tells me you were pretty rocking back then. You were... I don't know what kind of car you were driving, but it looked like it could have been a Corvette or a sweet Z28 because
Trans Am.
Yeah.
Also, do you want the gum back? We did find some gum. Do you want it back?
My daughter-in-law, as soon as I showed her the picture, she's like, oh my God, those glasses, you've got to get those sunglasses back.
we can get those to you. We can get those to you.
The glasses were cool. They need new lenses. The lenses like separated. It was crazy. Like they like peeled apart.
I do have one question. You know, like this is such a random occurrence that we did this and we found you. And, you know, the sunglasses were just one of many precious items in the purse. What are you thinking in terms of a reward figure for the three of us for finding
it? All right, I almost put my coffee out.
I think just being on our podcast is the reward.
Listen, what is the going price?
The Pepsi pens. Those, you know.
What's the going price on some 30-year-old vitamin E skin cream?
Oh, God, don't open that.
It ages like wine. We got to find these workers. I don't think this case is over. We got to find these guys that were working on this house and dispense some justice.
Well, what I was wondering is, you know, it was found under the bush of Ron's house. Did you know the people who lived in the house that Ron resides in now?
Okay, well, that's kind of all questionable. Not remembering when it happened. Yeah, they waved at me regularly, you know, I would see them, and they did have a couple of younger kids. I was curious, was the bush or was the purse literally buried, or did it seem like it got tossed and over the years got covered?
Well, the bush had been neglected for 25 years. So this purse was in a pile of pine needles inside the bush, but I think it seems like it was just tossed in there. I don't think it was actually hidden by anybody.
Yeah.
Do you know if you had cash in it at the time?
I don't remember. Probably not. Again, you know, I worked at Frontier Airlines. I cleaned houses on the side.
Yeah.
And I had two kids. So probably not a dime.
I found 22 cents, two very, very old dimes and two very old pennies. We'll make sure to get those back to you.
Congratulations. You're 22 cents richer now. I think like when we found this, it seemed so creepy. It seemed very bizarre because this is a fully intact purse. I mean, it and your photo and everything. It just freaked us out at first. We were like, oh my God, she's under the bush is a real concern of ours. But it sounds totally like a real run-of-the-mill theft.
Yeah.
So on this podcast, it's obviously we're three comedians and we like to goof around on it, but the main focus of it is doing challenges every week to try to better the world around us a little bit. So when Ron found this purse, we're like, let's find the rightful owner of this purse, kind of to make a good podcast, but also to do a good deed. So I guess I wanted to ask you, do you think us doing this in some small way makes the world a better place? Was this something that you enjoyed, or was this an unwelcome intrusion? And you're like, no, thank you. I don't want this.
Since we didn't really curious your get take anything on it. Of value.
I think it's great. I think it's really great. And you did bring back some old memories, and probably not just for me, but for Marty and Howard too, when I told them about what happened. And, you know, just the stuff that's in the purse, of course it's important to me. The ID for Frontier, I retired from Frontier in 2011. So,
whoa.
Yeah, it'd be cool to get that ID back.
It's how long? Yeah, so you were with them for like 15 years?
Yeah, I was with them for 15 years. I started in 96 with on the ID and retired in 2011.
Wow.
I was with them when they were a good airline.
Dang.
That joke has already been made on the episode.
Yeah, so, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Now I almost don't want to tell people I worked for them. But yeah, no, I think it's awesome.
It's a very strange thing that they didn't take the credit cards. It's just a bizarre, I don't know. I mean, it's a bizarre thing, but we would love to get it back to you so that you can have it and you can rifle through it and look at this stuff and have all of this stuff. So we'll make sure we get it back to you.
Yeah, I will get it back to you, Kelly.
We can do that. I actually talked to Marty and Howard recently, and I just talked to them like that day or the day before that you guys had reached out, which was really bizarre. Because they were staying at one of my homes that I have, and they were vacationing. And so I talked to them about it, and we're actually going to be trying to get together for a meal soon. So, Ron, you could even just give it to Marty and Howard, and they'll keep it safe for me. I trust they'll keep it safe for me.
I don't know. They haven't done that good a job the last 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. Kelly, I want to ask you a question. Have you considered Marty and Howard as the prime suspects? Now, I really want to throw this out there. Ron says they're lovely,
no.
But right now we just don't know, and we have to follow up on every lead, you know?
I did think it was weird that, you know, they offered to give me some. No, I'm kidding. Never, never.
No, I know. I'm joking. They sound like lovely people.
Congratulations to you, Ron, because you have some awesome neighbors. I know several of them.
Yeah, yeah. Regarding Adam's question about does this make the world a better place, I will say for me personally, this whole adventure definitely did, because I'm going to Marty and Howard's house for brunch tomorrow morning.
What?
Oh my gosh.
So, where did my invite go?
Building
Ron, where's
bridges.
My invite?
Yeah.
Mine must have gone to my spam mail. What happened?
They are great neighbors. Are they going to let you use their pool in the summer?
Yeah, they have a swimming pool.
Oh, come this on.
I mean, this is really making my world a better place, guys.
Oh
so thank
God.
You so much.
Can
so cool.
Can we just talk about how
crazy
this has been? I found you. Not Ron. Ron didn't do the legwork on this. I found you, and I think a dip in Marty and Howie's pool would be nice once in a while. I would like to have a brunch or something together, but maybe you could put in a word.
Is Andrew there?
Yes.
I'm here.
Andrew, my other son knows you, and he's told me to do the podcast. He said you were a cool dude.
Oh, great. Cool.
What is this?
I'll take it.
No, what a small world. This is wild.
None of your kids know who I am.
Somehow my son Jeff, who's a musician, knows Andrew.
Wow.
And I think
I
that's the one
that
who's
is.
Friends with Adam also.
Small
on Facebook.
World.
So is it Adam?
He just likes me more Adam. Than Adam, which yeah. is probably why he mentioned that. And that makes sense. That makes sense to me.
I can't believe I'm left out of this.
It's such a small world. So...
Such a small world. Such a small world. Thank you so much for thanks for talking to us today.
You're an amazing sport, Kelly. You are so awesome. And thank you for being willing to do this with us. You're amazing. This was so awesome.
You're welcome. It's been really fun. And it's been really exciting to share the story with my friends. So thank you so much.
You got
much.
It. Ron will get you your purse back.
I'll be in touch. I'll let you know if I leave the purse at Marty and Howard's house, or if I return it to you. I would love to meet you in person, because this is just a funny situation, and I think that would be fun.
Okay, well, we can make that happen. So I can set something up when I'm in that neck of the woods. I don't generally go that too far, but I can let you know. Or if we set something up to meet up with Marty and Howard, I can let you know when.
Great. We'll figure something out.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. This was fun.
Thanks again.
You're the best. And have a great holiday season. Happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you. You too. You guys have fun.
Thanks. Bye, Kelly.
All right. Bye.
All right. So there you go.
We did it.
We found her.
Wow. 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 Am I the only one who didn't believe a word of that bullshit? Like, come on. Lying through her teeth.
I think she's sus, bro. I think it's highly sus.
Poor lady was trying to start a new life. She was just trying to ditch that old life, and we had to dredge it back up.
I mean, I will say this was really interesting because when she talked about what her life was at that time, where she was like, you know, I was working two jobs. I just started working at Frontier, you know, and then
two high school
I don't
boys.
Know. If yeah. Like young kids, she gets her friggin' purse stolen, which had to have been stressful at that time.
Right. That's such a like when that happened, we've all had that or you lose your phone. Or something, and you're like, fuck, and you're just literally like raging at the gods.
Didn't you get robbed, Adam, like overseas or something like
that?
Yeah,
I got robbed in France, and you think it's like the biggest fucking deal, and then, you know, she didn't even remember it.
Yeah.
25 years later, she's like, oh yeah, that happened. I fucking forgot. That's a nice lesson there, that these things will pass, and you'll be just fine, and you can move on, you know?
Yeah, that is a good lesson. And also, I think it was, I don't know if you picked up on this little bit, and I may be assuming something, so I'm not trying to, but she said that Ron's neighbors will stay at one of her properties.
I picked up on that, too.
Sounds like she's done okay for herself.
I had the exact same thing. You don't want to jump to conclusions, but generally someone who's cleaning people's houses doesn't have multiple properties for those people to then stay at. But it's kind of a nice story that 30 years later, that person does. And is still in touch with
this
family.
She's retired. And,
it's fucking great.
And grown kids. And
the wild part about this was she worked for those next door neighbors. And at the time that we started this search, those next door neighbors were on vacation at her place.
What is going on?
That's crazy.
What's so cool is she's maintained a relationship with these people for like 25 years. That's really cool.
Yep.
To a point to where we could find her and this connection could be reestablished. I think it's so great. You guys really knocked it out of the park with this episode. I'm like choking up. It's so cool what happened.
Which is why we have the Ron shield, because these emotional outbursts are
oh God,
are
no,
too
no,
much.
But what, all right.
Before we put Ron back in his cage, we do a lot of podcasting magic in this thing. That was no podcasting magic at all. She called right now. Andrew and I didn't know that was going to happen. Ben, did you know that was going to happen?
Yes.
You were clued in. Yeah, I had no idea.
Ron fooled us. Ron was acting like she didn't want to chat. And so we were like, okay, well, we'll just get the story from Ron. It was a great surprise.
We'd been in communication with her. And she was so kind about the whole thing. She was like so game. Because when I first reached out to her, I said, did you work at Frontier? And she was like, yes, I did. And I was like, we found a purse underneath a bush that's been there since the 90s. And she was like, I don't know. I don't remember any of that. And she was like, where did you find it? And I immediately said the address. And she went, oh, my God, I did have my purse stolen out of my car.
Wow. In the daytime.
Yeah, right in the middle of the day. It sounds exactly like what happened was that this was either a worker or a neighbor who went into the car, rifled through it quickly, and then just threw it underneath the bush. And she was like, that makes sense. And then she talked about in it that this was just bringing her back. I love hearing that it brought her back to that time of like working and having these two young kids in school and struggling, it sounds like, to make ends meet. It's kind of, I don't know, it makes you feel good. I get why you're getting choked.
Two young kids would grow up to appreciate 2/3 of what the Grolix has to offer.
Yeah, to become comedy connoisseurs, really.
Yeah.
That was really just kind of Kelly in general. Like, if somebody found a wallet of mine from 20 years ago and contacted me, I'd be like, was there cash in it? And if they're like, no, I'd be like, throw it away, bye. I would never be on their podcast. I would
We have a podcast.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Would you like to guest on our podcast? Like, so hats off to Kelly for being so kind.
The other thing that I love is, and this is why we are, with the exception of Andrew, all such big fans of this city. It really shows you how small this city is.
I just like expect how, the like, best out of the city. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I have expectations. My
you know
bad.
What? I do think it's bigger than that. I think this could happen in any city, and I think it shows you how connected people are.
Yes.
Certainly in a geographic location, obviously there's more connections going on. But I feel like this could happen in New York. This could happen in Sydney. This could happen anywhere if you like kind of go through these steps. And like kudos to Ben and Ron for like getting her on, and kudos to her for doing it, because it just sort of speaks to that human connection that I think Ron's feeling emotional about.
You know, Ron, we didn't even think about potentially just asking your neighbors if they had any clue who this person was.
No, we didn't consider that.
I mean, they could have been involved. It could have led to Ron getting murdered. I think we took the right route.
Just covering our asses.
But I do.
Like, they're like, fuck, that woman that we murdered, the neighbor found her purse, and they kill Ron.
Yeah, that whole family's got to go.
The dad just shuts the door. He's like, "It's not. It's still alive. The case is still
they
alive.
Found us."
I think it would have been funny if Marty and Howard had been like, "Oh my God, yes." I mean, that would have been so quick.
Yeah.
But I wonder, did the mystery still open? I would love to. We'll never know, though, who took it.
It was probably the people working on the house that day.
I would love to find out. I've been slowly talking to all my neighbors and finding out who's lived in this house over the years before us. And I'm going to see if I can figure out who lived here before and if they're a suspect. Maybe I'll contact them.
Just be like, we found
that would be fun,
the
right?
purse.
I wonder if it was King Super.
King Super, yeah. To fund his first campaign.
The mayor? You think it was King Super
I think maybe
himself?
To fund his first campaign, he sort of was just stealing purses.
Was it named after somebody named Super? Let's look into that for the Act 4. I want to find out the history
mystery.
Of King Super.
This riff is so fucking dumb. Let's just stop this.
Yeah, let's wind it down. Thank you so much, guys. This was really cool. I want to share one last thing.
Okay, if we can put the Ron shield up. Thank you. Bye.
No. Hold on. When Ben first reached out and contacted her and was chatting with her, I got her email address because I had to get to my day job that actually pays money versus this podcast. She emailed me and she said that she and her husband were celebrating their 25th anniversary. So she was like a newlywed, right around the time that this purse thing happened. And in her email, she said, "This is really cool. And it goes to show that we still have good in this world." So isn't that cool?
Oh man, I love it.
Yeah. Oh man, that nice. Rules. And I'll go around, but does this make the world a better place? Will you do this again? 100%. This is one of my favorite things we've done with this podcast. It was so silly. It was kind of a mystery. And then it intertwined all of us with people we know or we're getting to know. And I think I would venture to guess, Ron, that after this, your relationship with your neighbors is probably going to grow because you have this funny story with it. So 100%. This was amazing.
Yeah, we've talked and they're like, it's so cool that you went to the trouble to try and find the owner. They really thought that was great. And then they invited us, my whole family, to brunch. So...
And you're going to get that pool access. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Adam, what are your thoughts? World a better place yet?
I think it makes the world a better place for sure. It also, you know, it speaks to a big reason Andrew has Ron tattooed on his chest. I think Ron and I have often talked about journalism and stuff like that. And there is sort of like a curiosity in journalists that they go and follow these weird little things, or they notice something around the city and they're like, well, what's the story of that? And I think Ron has that gene, and at times I did way when I was younger, but Ron, you definitely encouraged that in myself and others. So like, good on you for kind of keeping your curiosity always going and then encouraging us to follow that, because I think that is the sort of good in the world. Just follow what interests you all the way as far as you can go.
Like the history of King Supers. This is what I'm talking about.
I mean, think about the times that you have found something that was lost or stolen of someone else's. I mean, imagine if everybody who found a purse or found a wallet actually went to the effort. And Ben found her in 2 hours.
Terrifying. Right. Let that be a warning to you. If you ever do us wrong, we will sick Ben on you.
How about in Act 4, because we don't have the time and I don't want to tell a heavy story.
Yeah.
How about in an Act 4, I'll tell you why I can do that and how I...
Okay.
And we can talk about that story.
All right. So there you go. There you go, Patreon listeners. You're going to get the story of why Ben's creepily good at hunting people
at
down.
He's a manhunter.
And now Andrew.
Yeah, it definitely makes the world a better place. Just the sheer good deed of when you find something that's not yours, trying to get it to its owner. It's like I've always tried to do that. It makes the person's day. Find a wallet, you find money, whatever the case might be. If you can find the person who it belongs to, why not try to get it back to them? In this case, it was trash. We just found her old trash, but we still are trying to get it back to her.
I mean, yeah, and it feels good for you too.
It does feel good for you, but I do feel like the full circle would be a financial reward for us,
Adam,
which is on her shoulders.
She didn't want the purse.
I mean, with interest, that reward has to be tens of thousands of dollars.
The kid shovels your walk and does a good job, you throw him a little extra. And that's all I'm fucking saying.
Yeah, no.
The walk is clean.
What if we start a little side business called Purse Busters? Anybody out there listening right now who found a purse, you bring it to us, we'll find the owner for a small fee.
Guys.
For a small fee.
I will say, no, I love where Ron's at. If you've got a low stakes mystery in your life,
holler
at your Grolux
boys. Holler at it.
We will
solve it. The Grolux Detective Agency is open for business.
Yes.
I hope
Absolutely,
that people do reach
Bring
out.
Us your mysteries.
I hope we could do more challenges like this because they're fun and you don't know where the fuck they're going to go. So I will, you know me, I do not like to hear from our listeners. I pretend, but I do not like to hear from them. This is the rare exception. If you have any low stakes mystery, holler at the Grolux Detective Agency. We will do our best to solve it.
I love it. Well,
great.
What a freaking challenge. Ron, I echo what Adam said. The heart tattoo is who you are, and this was a really cool challenge. But unfortunately, we're going to put the door up, and you're responsible for putting in the sound effect of it. So, okay, bye.
Thank God I'm so done talking to all of you. Bye.
There he goes. It's so sad when he puts his hands on it like he can't breathe.
We didn't now lower the Ron pod into the Rift City Sea. It's way underwater.
We do keep him underwater. He likes it down there. He's got the O2. He's fine.
It's where and he hears the fish of Segway Bay. God, do you hear
and he, and he can hear he can hear pinging as spies encircle Rift City in their submarines.
Hell, they want in on those sweet rifts.
We did it.
We did it.
We can all sleep as heroes tonight, boys.
I don't think we have to have an opinion on anything happening in the world anymore. We've changed it enough.
We did it, boys.
We gave it our old nudge, the old Grolux hip bump into place. So, anyway.
Kick it into Act 3. There's nothing left to do here, bud. Kick it into Act 3. That was killer.
And what a challenge. Let's close out this mystery solved with some live stand-up comedy, of course, from the Grolux Live Show. Happens the last Saturday of every month at the world-famous Bug Theater. Tickets are always on sale. Get yours now down there in the show notes. Let's listen to some stand-up comedy from our friend and yours, that lovable Patrick Richardson. And when we return, the best third act in the game. Third actors, you're up. Oh my God, we've got birthday shout outs. Oh my God, we've got more show, plus we're going to tease the next episode's challenge, so stay with us.
The other day I ran into this woman who was wearing a hat that said, "I have a gun because I can't fit a cop in my purse." And I was about to stop and laugh at her and make fun of her, but then I realized I was wearing my "I have an endotracheal tube because I can't fit an anesthesiologist in my backpack" shirt on. So we both just kind of started laughing and laughing. Because, you know, at the end of the day, regardless of your stance on gun control, we're all human, you know. We all want the same thing: to shrink down other humans and use them for their services at our convenience. Do you know how much I could do with a tiny anesthesiologist? Do you know how much accountability a tiny cop could hide from? Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad there are no tiny Blue Lives Matter people in the audience.
We are back. It's the third act, the one you tune in for. Nice to see you, third actors. You missed a doozy of an episode. This one was very wild.
Los Terceros.
You're getting better. That's exactly right.
Yes, yes.
There's a lot of people to thank, but really, Kelly, thank you so much for participating and being on this podcast. That was amazing.
You rule. Very kind. And also shout out to the information lockdown specialists at King Soopers for keeping shit iron tight. That grocery discount card is not a security risk for you. Go ahead and just leave it out. You can leave it on the dashboard of your car. Doesn't matter if somebody steals it. They're not going to get your information.
Big time. Big time.
And also big thanks to Frontier Airlines for keeping Kelly employed, letting her retire, and then plunging your airline into the ground with terrible business practices. So we can't thank you enough.
What a metaphor for an airline. Wow. Kelly was the glue of that operation, clearly.
Andrew, you want to hit us with those deep bass tones?
Oh, is it that time?
Is it that time?
Okay.
I need
plugs,
it.
Plugs. You kind of ruined it. Plugs. The plug song is an all-ages song. It doesn't need your sexual whining.
I just said I need it. I don't think that's sexual.
It was the tone.
You said it in a sexual whining way.
You don't even
know
that that's how I said it.
Literally everyone thinks that. I got a plug. Guess what? It's tomorrow. How convenient. You don't have to get out your calendar and write this down. It's tomorrow, downtown Denver. I'm going to be closing out the Ratio Brewing Show. This show is always a ton of fun. It's always a great time. The lineup is always fun. And in my hazy memory, Ratio has arguably the best beers in Denver. I haven't had one in 5 years, but I remember them being fucking amazing.
Very good beers.
So tomorrow night, come down to Ratio. It's a free show. Come down.
Yeah, and if you're listening live, that's November 1st. Andrew, you got to say the date. Some people listen to this. Some people store it. They keep it for later.
Bro, you're right. It can't be perpetually tomorrow.
Exactly. I have a couple plugs for those listening. I will be at the Altercation Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. I'm just doing one show. I'm one of their secret headliners on November 3rd, Friday, November 3rd.
Is it the Tuesday 1 a.m. or the Wednesday?
This will actually be the Friday 11:30 p.m. show. No joke. So it's a sober versus stoned versus drunk show. So I don't know. I'm playing kind of a mix of two of those, I think. And then I will also be, for those in Colorado that weekend, I will be at Oscar Blues in Colorado Springs on Sunday, November 5th for the free comedy show they do at 6:30 p.m. That's always packed, so make sure you're gonna want to get there early, get your seats early. It's gonna be a good time. What about you, Adam?
I will be heading to Milwaukee to the Laughing Tap on November 17th and 18th. I'm bringing Kate McLaughlin to open for me. I'm excited about it.
What?
If you sell out the shows, I will personally talk to you after the show about how even though you acquired Dame Lillard, the Nuggets will still beat the Milwaukee Bucks and repeat as champions. So if you sell it out, I will have that conversation to your dumb face, Milwaukee.
Cool convo.
No, I think that's a great way to sell tickets.
Well, Kate's the best. Even if you're tired of seeing Adam, you should go see Kate. We have a special Grolics in November. It's our home for the holiday show. We always overstuff it like a turkey, and this one is no exception. We've got Jordan Dahl, Troy Walker, Elon Stribling, plus more special guests. It's going to be amazing. That's going to be on November 25th. We always have a blast at the special post-Thanksgiving Grolic show. You can check out all the details for these in the show notes.
As always, if you can, please leave us a review. Send us, if you did this, any mysteries that you want solved. You can find us anywhere at Grolics Comedy. You can always find us there.
And please find us on Patreon, where the real magic happens. We got the fourth act. We got all these boy crazies, including a new one we just recorded, featuring the hottest, hunkiest wrestlers of all time, which is coming out in a few weeks, and you do not want to miss that one. Join us on Patreon. There is a lot of good stuff over there, including, guys, including birthday shout outs if you join at the Ben level.
Oh my God.
It's that time.
It's that time.
Oh God, I'm so
excited. We are contractually obligated to do the birthday shout outs. Now, these are our October babies, our little spooky ghosts and goblins of October. We've got to wish them a happy birthday. I bet you these are Super Bowl babies. Daddy's drunk, daddy's mad, or daddy's sad. You don't know, but he needs to fuck either way.
But daddy fucks either way. So yeah, for sure. I think that's
this new conception theory. You don't get this at Cheesecake Factory. No. They don't usually come out and also riff on how and when you were conceived.
Yeah.
But that's just part of the bonus here.
When your parents fuck. So what are we going to do for this one? Who's got this?
Your dad went 7-layer dip in your mom. Okay. All right. Considering the theme of this episode, why about we do things that these people have lost that we would like to return to them? As we hinted at,
Andrew, when you make sense,
I love
you make
this,
a lot
Andrew.
Of sense.
Yes. You were dialed in.
Just
yeah.
proposed.
Dialed in.
As we've hinted at, we're now operating the Grolix Detective Agency. And so these could be things that we would take on for sure.
Okay.
All right, Ben, kick us off here. I'm going to tee you up. Jane Palatini. Jane Palatini. I hope I'm pronouncing
this
that
one
right.
is tough, and I do want to get this back to her because the authorities down at Lake Havasu found a pontoon boat that she had lost several years ago, apparently. But they found the thing; it had washed up into one of these coves. And we found it. And good news, your boombox is still on board. And the case of half-drank Labatt's Blue, that's all still intact. We're going to get everything back to you, Jane.
Great.
Happy birthday. Enjoy a ride on your tuner, right? You know what I mean? Adam, yeah. You're up. Are you ready?
Sure. Absolutely. Always ready to play.
I know the only reason I ask you is I know you've been doing some work trying to find this for Josh. Josh Manders.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Yes.
What are you returning to him? What did you find?
Interesting find. Josh actually lost his retainer at John C. Calhoun Middle School in 1992 in the cafeteria. Threw it away with his tray, just dumped all the stuff right into the trash can. Oh, fucked up gosh. Mouth because of it. Didn't really recover. Yeah. Happy to report, we've been rifling through the trash and we got it back, Josh. We'll be forwarding
God,
it to
your
you.
Oh my God, your retainer.
Still fits like a glove. Still
get
fits
that in
like
pretty
a glove.
Soon. It should get back to course correcting what your upper mandible is doing to itself.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, great.
Perfect.
Congratulations. That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Andrew, there's a little guy named Gary D. who's a big fan and just had a birthday.
Gary D. Happy birthday, Gary. You're not going to fucking believe this, but we found your Siamese fighting fish.
What?
Yeah, yeah, in the little cup. In the little cup that you left on the railing of the boat dock at Chatfield Reservoir, we found
wow.
it. We found your Siamese fighting fish. It's still alive. They live forever.
Wow.
It's still alive.
And
yeah.
they didn't kill
we
each
can't
other,
wait to get
or is it
back
just one? Or was it a pair of them?
Just one. You got to keep them alone. You got to keep them alone.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You probably took it to Chatfield to show it a much larger body of water. Like, yeah, check it out. This is probably blowing your mind. You live in a cup. You live in, like, this clear Dixie cup. But forgot it. It's easy to do. We got it.
Hey, Ben, I got a special birthday shout out for you. Very special Patreon, Rohin Singh. I'm not exactly sure about the pronunciation, but he goes as Hekka Sketch. So check that out. Happy birthday to Hekka Sketch. What did they lose?
Well, this is crazy. I was in my backyard. I'm digging up some weeds because we have these very invasive weeds in our backyard. Found Hekka Sketch's Commodore 64. Now, not many people know this was the precursor. This was one of the earliest gaming mm-hmm. systems, mm-hmm. and it used a largely DOS system. This is old, but a lot of the old games still on this. Good news, all of your scores are saved. And That's with great. It, a just a cool pack of Benson and Hedges 100s.
Oh, sweet.
With that.
Just a night of gaming and cigs. Who doesn't want it?
Ripping a cool skinny menthol and playing an 8-bit game. That was what, and you're going to get right back to that. I'll tell you that because that's in the mail.
Smoke them if you got them. You know what I'm talking about, dude? Smoke them.
There it is.
You got them. Heck of a sketch.
You know, you can't, Adam, I don't know if you're trying to trademark that phrase, but it's way too common. You can't. It can't be your phrase.
Oh, yes. God. How about this? How about you two tag team this last one? Go ahead, ye each, because you've been working overtime for our Patreon subscribers.
Give it to her. Who do we got?
Ellen
Who do we
P.
got?
What does Ellen P., what did you guys find? I mean, I know you've both been digging up stuff.
I'll tell you right off what I found. I found the stereo face to Ellen P.'s 6-CD carousel changer in the trunk. It's the JDM30 Pioneer model.
Oh, God. Man, I had one of those. That was... You felt like a millionaire when you had that.
And you know that thing was connected to a couple tight Roxford Fosgates in the trunk.
Well, and you know where we found it?
You can't say detachable stereo face without the ghost of Donnie D coming forward.
That's it. And Donnie D is the detachable face as a person. and a couple Roxford Fozzies out back pushing out 220 into a couple shifter tweeters in the door frame. So
that's right. That's absolutely.
I knew we were going to get Donnie D when you said the pontoon boat at Lake Havasu. I knew that had like opened the cellar door to that part of your brain.
Yeah, that's part of it. I think subconsciously. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And they found the face in the movie theater, the AMC 48 on I-76 in the front fucking row, where apparently Ellen saw Forrest Gump back to back 3 times. In the front row.
I mean, that movie blew everyone's mind. That totally makes sense.
I can't blame her for being emotional and then just leaving the CD.
It was tucked into the seat, and we found it, Ellen, and we will be getting it back to you.
And everyone was like, why is the seat so uncomfortable? Something's like poking me in the back. No one thought to investigate. That's not all we found, though. That's not all we found. Ellen P., we found your groove. That's right. How Ellen P. got her groove back. We found your groove. And it comes with that detachable face for your stereo. You're back. You're back. Rocking 6 CDs.
The groove could use a little fine tuning, but you'll get it back into shape.
It's back. 6 CDs. That's like 6 hours of music on high fidelity compact disc. Happy birthday, LNP, and happy birthday to all of our October babies. Congrats on the spookiest month.
I just want to add this in, Ellen. This is not your groove as in the metaphorical groove. This is an actual, it's a 2011 Toyota groove.
Oh.
We found that, and it was abandoned in a parking lot.
Yeah, sorry, I should.
It did not have a radio face. We, of course, have found the radio face for the Toyota Groove. So just want to clarify that.
Happy birthday, Super Bowl fucker kids. If you want your own birthday shout out, go to patreon.com/GrolixSaves. Join at the Ben level. You can have a sweet, sweet birthday wish like this.
Get it.
Thanks to YA novel detective and lost purse connoisseur Ron Doyle. We really appreciate you bringing this challenge to us. Also, thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show. And our theme music, as always, provided by the inquisitive Charlie Continental.
He's a sleuth, a tune sleuth.
It's like a toddler. Why? Because, Charlie. Fucking because.
He can't get enough. He's always asking questions. It's annoying to be around him.
What are we doing next episode?
What aren't we doing?
Here's the thing. We only have like a few episodes left in 2023. And I think this one, we're going to take a step back. We're really going to think about this one because this, how do you follow up such a fun episode? But we got something coming down the pipe. This is going to be a good one. And I think people are going
to
love it. In the
meantime, Andrew, can I just say to you and only you, play us out, Charlie.
Wow.
No.